to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the one and only Lunar Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ajozi. If you're tuning in, logging in, if you're listening to the podcast for the first time, this is a podcast which aims to share, enlighten, inform, educate, with a bit of humor, about the cosmos, about the planets. It's more astrologically centered. It's an astrological podcast. But yes, we do delve into other things such as tarot card of the week will be coming up later on. Competition time also coming up later as well. I'm going to be announcing a non-winner. Let's see how that goes. I need to just double check if any more messages have actually come in. What else? And talking about just, you know, how the planetary influences is influencing us right about now, what it is that we could be looking forward to over the course of the next few weeks in the month of February. Interesting times, interesting planetary alignments. Talking about new moons, full moons, all of that kind of stuff. Well, I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment, so we'll be having a look at that. First and foremost, what is the weather like wherever you are on the planet? Also, not to forget as well, this podcast show is brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Do you feel mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, you know, lack of clarity, don't quite know, you know, you wake up in the morning, don't quite know, You need you to get one of these. Au Naturel Magic Mind. And due to the courtesy of the Lunar Lounge podcast, I always post in the bottom the details where you can get a 20% discount if you purchase it. Now they've also got the gummy bears, right? I'm going to be posting the link for the gummy bears real soon. I believe it's only on TikTok at the moment where you can get it. I mean, you can get it from their website also as well. But yeah, go look up Magic Mind. Go get it, man. It's the one. Little shot, I tell you, man. It will get you through the day. What else? Any announcements I'll be making later on? Astrology classes, all that kind of stuff. Tarot classes, palmistry classes. But it is what it is. So we'll be looking at the tarot card of the week later. What else I was going to say? Forgot it now. And there's no show next week. People. Oh, no. Another one. You're not probably thinking, why are you missing all these shows? I'm traveling again. I'm in Dubai next week. Could you believe? Oh, God. You know, you ever get... No. Let me not put that out there. I'm certainly not complaining. Definitely not. But, yeah, it is what it is. As much as I've actually gone this week, but it's okay. It's next week. But it is what it is. People in the chat, by the way, I am live on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. So for those of you who are on that platform, welcome to the show. I never quite know who is watching this. I don't know who's watching this from Facebook. I never have. I need to start logging into Facebook and start seeing who it is who's watching it, because I don't use Facebook that much. A little bit disappointed with them, to be quite honest. That I've just got my account back. But normally when I go into my Facebook, I just notice that all these comments, and I'm like, where are they coming from? They're commenting on the podcast, of course. So yeah. But yeah, I am live on Instagram. That I definitely know. So shout out to everybody there on the Insta. Shout out to Rasha. It's the live life together. Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Rasha. Thank you very much. TikTok. Yeah, Rasha's saying I need to go on TikTok. You know what it is with TikTok? I've tried many times. I've kind of given up on TikTok. I would love to go on TikTok. I am on TikTok. I'm actually quite big on TikTok, you know. Not trying to burst my bubble here. I'm doing big things up there. But the thing is, it's all to do with these social media links and whatever platform you're streaming from, you understand? And I've tried a few, you know, other platforms, and you saw a few weeks ago what a disaster that was, especially for those of you watching on Instagram. You couldn't even see the chart I was putting up, let alone, you know, so I wasn't, you know, so keen with other platforms. This one seems to be the best one, but then linking it with TikTok is a mayhem. Trying to get the key, it's all these platforms. You see what it is with these platforms, what's happening is too much ego, and everybody, instead of somebody coming up with a genius idea, which I have, because I'm a genius, son conjunct Uranus, I'm a genius, don't tell me otherwise. Anyway, but because I you would have thought that somebody would come up with a just nice, friendly user, all-inclusive platform where you can plug any social network to it very easily, and it's a no-brainer. But everyone wants to know, my platform's the best. It's a little bit like religion, you see. Religion all over again. Yeah. Aquarius age. That should get you thinking. Anywho, I'm on two computers here. So you see me looking to my right. It's because I am looking at two screens. Anyhow, what's the weather like where you are? Shout out to Jack. We know what the weather likes where you are, Jackie. Shout out to Yvette. Jacqueline Witter, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Shout out to Angela. Big up to yourself also, Jacqueline. Shout out to everybody who's here on the Instagram. Yeah, Mason in the building, all the way from New York. Dominic, I'm getting here. Yeah, Dominic, also Rasha, I see you as well. Welcome to the show, the Lunar Land Show. And I'm sure people are also watching, you know, it is what it is. Do remember that this podcast is also available on all podcast platforms. Well, most people listen to the recording, don't they? Not everybody has the advantage or opportunity to be able to listen live, like you guys who are listening live right now. But the podcast show is available on all. It's uploaded onto YouTube. You can find it on all of the Apple, Spotify, Amazon. The Lunar Lounge podcast is there, man. What I was going to say, what's been happening? What's been in the news? Apart from Mr. Donald Trump, you know, trade wars and all, things that we expected. Nice and exciting. We like it. We love another Sun Uranus individual like myself. Yeah, it's also going. And then that meeting he had with Benjamin Netanyahu. Did you not see that? What the heck is going on? Anywho, it is what it is. Welcome to the wonderful world of politics. Trump causing chaos. Yeah, exactly. All I would, when are you going to stop this war thing? That's looks like you might stop one war, but you might be causing other ones in the process. So let's see how that one goes. Did anybody hear this phone call from P. Diddy to his son? Have you heard it? Oh my God. This guy's going to jail. Have you heard it? Oh my God. And Jay-Z as well. Have you not heard this? Oh, please let me know if you've heard this. You guys really need to listen to this little skit. I think it might be coming out in a documentary that they're doing about P. Diddy. The guy's talking some cold stuff. Get rid of the pizza boxes, get rid of the, recycle the plastic like I told you, and as Jay called you, meaning Jay-Z. And he says, like, no, he's ghosted you. He goes, oh, this guy thinks it's sweet because I'm locked up. I'm thinking, what the heck? Are you for real? Listen, Jay-Z, all past, I'm telling you, man, it catches up with you. Law of karma, be careful. It all catches up with you. Don't care how much money you got. And he's got a lot of money. But all catches up with you. I'm telling you. It's a madness. I'm like, what kind of phone call is this? I was like, yo, la, la, la. And for that to have been leaked, they've obviously got your phone. What's this guy? Get rid of the pizza boxes. How long have you been inside? How long have you been locked up now? What, 6 months, if not more? And you're telling people to get rid of pizza boxes. What pizza boxes could you be talking about? And what plastic could they be recycling? What? They haven't taken out the bin in over 6 months. Please, come on. I'm telling you. Angela saying I wasn't sure if it was AI. That weren't no AI, man. That's real deal stuff. Real deal stuff, man. It's him. Ain't no AI nothing. That's him. Yeah, it is what it is. Exciting times, is it not? Yep, it is. Well, for some people, maybe not for others, but yeah, we love a little bit of gossip, a little bit of drama, don't we? Even here on the Lunar Land Show. Anywho, I'll be bringing up the charts for the moment. Let's look at that. Let's see what's going on there. Anything else what's been out in the news? Plane crash, all this kind of stuff. There was a shooting again the other day in Sweden. In Sweden, people. Them people don't trouble nobody. Well, how many people died? So, and again, I don't know what the details of whoever did it or whoever committed the atrocities is. I think they're alluring to maybe terrorist behavior, but you never know. Could be just somebody who's lost their nut. Yeah, but yeah. Some people are just so, you know what, if it weren't for the weather, you know, if I had a country to live in, it would be Sweden. It would be Sweden, Norway, them places there. Them people there is cool. You can't get no cooler than those people. I'm telling you. But yeah, when I say cool, so is the weather. They have good summers though, having said that. Times I have been in the summer, but yeah, and it's quite cool. But yeah, when it gets cold, yeah, them people there, snow, them and snow ain't enemies, that's for sure. And I ain't about to be loving up to no snow. So, yeah. Rasha's telling me Facebook is dead. Get on TikTok. Yeah, I am. I don't use. I'm not a great thing on Facebook. I agree. Facebook is dead. But I don't like the fact that Facebook owns Instagram. I like my Instagram. It's quite cool, but when you just want to do certain businesses, because they're owned by Facebook as well. I just don't like the whole, why can't I just deal with Instagram? Why do I have to connect with Facebook? It is what it is. But yeah, TikTok's the one. Yeah, I like TikTok. TikTok. Anywho, let's go to the chart of the moment. Bear with me a moment as well while I am also dealing with other administrative things. here we go. Where am I? What's going on here? Okay, got it. So it wasn't going to let me in for a moment there. Yeah, okay. Lunar Lounge. Okay, let's move that and end studio. There we go, baby. I love it. Okay, that way I can see the comments perhaps on one screen. Oh. Bear with me. Did you hear that? You hear it no more. That is a little bit of feedback there. Okay, that's all gone. Yeah, you see when you're trying to do all this technical stuff? Yeah, apologies for that. Little technical error, but that's gone. Anywho, let's go to the chart of the moment and let's see what's happening. Welcome to the show, Faye. Hope you are well. I just remembered something that I needed to do this morning and I haven't done. God damn, I tell you. Anywho, let's get with it. Let me share the screen. Let me do my little bits and bobs as I always do. And voila. Hey. We got the chart of the day. The moon is in Taurus. We got an exalted moon at the moment, baby. We love it. We love an exalted moon. Yeah. Looks like I just had a lunar return too. Anywho, need to go and look at my lunar return chart. All right. So what is happening for today? Today's the 5th. And beyond. What is happening? We can see Mercury here. It's catching up to the sun. He's combust, but he's all right. He's combust most of the time of the year, isn't he? That's no big deal. Venus has moved into the sign of Aries, people. The planet of love, beauty, relationships, security, luxury, pleasure, money has moved into the sign of Aries. Well, it's quite interesting because Aries is ruled by Mars, and Mars is currently in the sign of Cancer, retrograde. Not for much longer, actually. He'll be going direct soon. However, I think that's quite interesting. Venus is not at her strongest in the sign of Aries. Now, Aries being a cardinal sign, this is going to be affecting all cardinal signs. For those of you Aries, Cancers, Libras, Capricorns, Venus is moving into a point where it's quite interesting because she's in a cardinal sign, and cardinal signs is great for initiating and for new starts. And this is also the sign where she's going to start going retrograde. She's going to start going retrograde from the 1st of March. I'll be talking about that in a few weeks' time. Closer to the time, I'll be talking about that, getting us prepped and getting us ready. Yeah, because Mercury's going to be going retrograde. As a matter of fact, there's going to be quite a number of planets in Aries, because Mercury's going to go into Aries. I mean, he's still in Aquarius now. he's still got to go through Pisces, but he's going to be singing. He's going to be singing. There's going to be Mercury, Venus in Aries. Neptune's going to move into Aries also as well, all in the month of March. This is all. So we're getting quite a bit of Aries energy hitting us, but this is going to be in March. But then two of those planets, or three of them, to be quite honest, are going to go retrograde and go back again into Pisces. So there's something there that's quite interesting. So it's almost like we're starting. No, we're not. Then we're being pulled back again. So that's what's going to be happening. So Venus in Aries right about now. So relationships are about to get a little bit heated. For those of you who are also Scorpio rising, Aries rising, and for those of you with prominent planets also in the cardinal signs, like I said, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn will also be feeling big shifts in regards to relationships and partnerships and perhaps also even money right about now as Venus is moved into Aries. So we may see a quickening. We may see a kind of heightened kind of energy. So that's quite interesting with Venus going into Aries. And like I said, when she goes retrograde, she'll still be in Aries. So it means over the course of the next few weeks, Venus is slowing down. That is a time for reconciliation, reflection. So what is going to start happening is that people start experiencing loved ones coming back into their lives, old friends coming back, people you haven't seen in a long time, people you've been social with, you know, many years ago coming back. These are the kinds of things that we start to. But I mean, the Venus retrograde doesn't take place until March the 1st, but Venus starts to slow down. She starts to slow down. She's already starting to slow down, technically speaking. But the slowdownness, the closer we get to March the 1st, the more and more she starts to slow down. This starts to have an impact on relationships, generally anyway, because she's the significator for that, our social life. So it's quite interesting. However, Venus moving into a sign of Aries, because Venus in a sign of Aries is a sign of independence. It's the sign of the warrior. It's the female warrior, right? Venus is known for diplomacy. She's known for being tactful. She's known for being graceful. But now when she enters the sign of Aries, it's no longer that. So it's also going to be quite interesting if you take close look and see what happens over the course of the next month and a half to do situations around women and women perhaps who are in powerful or strong positions and what they are going to be coming out with. We're going to be hearing a lot about that. So yeah. Jacqueline's asking, when is Mars going direct, causing problems in my 10th house? It's my Mars return too. Oh god. we'll have a look at that. He will be going direct this month. So yeah, we'll be looking at that. So Venus in Aries, Mason saying, Venus in Aries, where's Lilith? Don't worry about Lilith. oh boy, she says. Don't worry about Lilith. I'll have to find out, pull up where Lilith is at the moment also as well. But Venus in Aries is really going to be the fighting spirit, the feminine entering of, you know, so for women also as well, I think it's going to be quite interesting in terms of how you are dealing with your, your sense of independence and stuff. That is what we're going to be seeing here with this Venus entering the sign. Just entered. She entered yesterday, actually. Fourth, she entered the sign of Aries. So she's fresh in. She's still at 0 degrees right now as I'm speaking, but soon to go to one. So yeah, so that's big. That's big. What else are we having? We're having the sun. Okay, so the moon is conjunct Uranus today, people. The moon is conjunct Uranus today. Just today, do be careful. You know, we're going to be quite a bit erratic, a bit very spontaneous. So today may look, baby, you know, if you see today being a little bit chaotic, go with it. It's the moon conjunct Uranus. So yeah, time to be crazy. Time to let loose. Time for that freedom. So yeah, do watch out for that. Moon conjunct Uranus right about now. Anything goes, you know. So unpredictable. Be prepared for the unexpected. If you ever can be prepared for the unexpected, you can never be prepared for the unexpected, especially with Uranus. But we've got, it's a good moon. It's an exalted moon. So yeah, coolio. We can work with that. So yeah, moon Uranus, but that's just for today. However, what else is happening? Well, we've got the sun coming up to making a square to Uranus. So, okay, that's a build-up. We'll have a look at that as to when that's going to become exact. In the next couple of days as well, the planet Venus is also going to sextile Pluto. Am I correct? Yes. We've still got the trine with Mars and Saturn. That's closing up. So let's keep it moving and let's see. We can see here that on the 7th of February, which is in 2 days' time, we're going to have Venus sextiling Pluto. Venus sextiling Pluto, this is all about deep love. This is all about transformation of love. Transformation. Yeah, transformation of love. Sounded just a little bit funny there. Yeah, but that's what it is. Transmutation, transformation. Taking things deeper, which I think is quite interesting because, you know, Venus in Aries is quite feisty. Anywho, it's all about transformation through love. It's all about looking at our values on a more deeper level. That is Venus sextiling Pluto. However, Venus sextiling Pluto can be extremely resourceful. For anybody who's looking to dig deep, this can be very resourceful for you. You can make a lot of money with that. A lot of money. I'm sure a lot of people are interested when they hear money. I know I am. So yeah, so Venus sextile Pluto, not for long, only for a couple of days. We could say it started already today. It will get stronger tomorrow, but it perfects on the 7th of February. And it will still be there on the 8th, 9th, 10th. So maybe from about the 7th to the 10th. From the 10th, it starts getting a bit weaker after that, I would say. Yeah, well, not even. Well, of course, she's moving a bit slow, isn't she? I'll push it actually to the 12th. So from the 7th to the 12th of February, we're going to have a Venus-Pluto sextile. Really good. Really good. Very resourceful. Deep love. Deep connections. Can be a great time to confront your insecurities around relationships also as well. Your inner fears. Pluto does bring up fears. I know Saturn's fears, but so is Pluto. I mean, Pluto is his son. Let's not forget that. And the apple never falls far from the tree. Hydrating. Do forgive me. So there we have the Venus Pluto. However, just a few days before that, well, literally on the 11th of February, we're going to have Sun square Uranus. The sun is going to be square Uranus. Yes. Now, for people who have this in their birth chart, like myself, moi, and Donald Trump. Bet you're going to hear something about Donald Trump on that day. Yeah, watch out for the 11th of Feb. Even probably the 9th, 10th, 11th is when it's going to peak. Yeah, we might see an explosion here, baby. I'm going to invade China. Hey, yeah, or probably invade Canada first. I'm taking over Canada. Yeah, but we're going to have Sun Uranus square. So again, very erratic. And also, let's not forget the day before that, on the 10th of February, we're going to have Mercury square Uranus also as well. So that's going to be quite erratic also in regards to travel, trade. Any traders out there? Yeah. Give me the news after the 10th of February, what that week is like. Yeah. I bet you any money they're going to go nuts. They're going to go up and down. They're going to be so unpredictable. It's going to be unreal. Yeah, watch it. Traveling. Speaking of traveling, I think I'm traveling around that, well, shortly after. But the square would have finished by then. Pick your dates, man. Anywho, yeah, Mercury square Uranus. So unusual talk, unusual information, erratic information, a huge explosion of information, very dramatic, very powerful, very electrifying information that is going to be hitting us around those times. 10th of February, 11th of February. 11th of February is actually when the Sun Uranus is going to be exact. And also the 12th of February as well. So, yeah, lots going on, I must say. What else are we having? So that's the 13th. Anything happening there? Well, let's come back a bit. Let's not forget this. Mars. So that starts from the 7th, people pay close attention. From the 7th of February, which is in 2 days' time, right? 7th of February until the 12th of February, there's going to be an exact Mars-Saturn trine. Now, this is two malefics. This energy could be heavy, difficult, challenging, but it's a trine. I'll take a trine. Mars, Saturn, actually, when they work well together, they can be a real great tenacity, great stamina, longevity. These are the things that we can actually tap into. If you've got any projects, you've got any, that this is the time that you really want to. So Mars Saturn trine is really, really good for hard work. Need to get some hard work done. Maybe there's something that you've been avoiding for quite some time because you thought maybe it's been difficult. This is where you could actually tap into that again from the 7th of Feb to the 12th. It's going to be really, really good. You really want to be tapping into that energy. It's a great energy, great energy. Great for workouts, great for doing some projects, long-lasting ones as well. It's got Saturn. Anything with Saturn will give you long-lasting results. Always remember that. So that's from the 7th to the 12th. Then what do we have? On the 14th of February, the planet Mercury moves into Pisces. He doesn't like Pisces so much, does he? He will move into Pisces. The planet of communication moving into Pisces. What can I say about that one? Well, dream big. It's all about the world of imagination. It's all about communicating via our imagination, communicating through feelings. expansive thinking. But there's going to be a mutual reception, right? Because Mercury is going to be in the sign of Jupiter, Pisces, ruled by Jupiter. And Jupiter currently is in Gemini, the sign ruled by Mercury. So that's actually quite good. They can help each other a little bit because they're both actually in detriment in that sign. But I think I'd rather that than nothing, to be quite honest. It's better than nothing, let's put it that way. But maybe not necessarily the best. So, yeah, so let's watch out for that. Mason is saying, Mars Saturn, fix the house. Yeah, can be good for that. I'll take that one. Lift heavy shit, she says. Yeah, it can be great for that too. Why not? It's very enduring. So anything that you've got which is enduring in your life from the 7th of Feb to the 12th is going to be a great time to put your back into it, you know. And I didn't mean it in that way either. However, if you are using it in that way, put your back into it. And good luck with that. But Mercury is going to move into Pisces on the 14th of February. What else do we have? Let me not miss the... on the 12th of February, we've also got a full moon. We have a full moon in the sign of Leo on the 12th. Next week, Wednesday, when I'm not here. You know, my podcast always lasts on a new moon and full moon. But the full moon in Leo, and I don't happen to be here. The grand full moon. Oh, my God. How am I missed that? You know what? I might come on, you know. No, I can't actually. I'm just thinking. Because I'm actually traveling on that day, I think. Yeah, I don't know. Might not make that one. yeah, I might come on for half an hour. I'll do it. I might just come in for a quick half an hour and then zing out. Keep it locked here, just for the full moon. You know, anywho, full moon in Leo. The majestic full moon. We love it. Things come into a peak. People, do not forget to charge your crystals. 3 days coming up to it. So this full moon is going to be on the 12th of February. So perhaps maybe from the 9th, 8th, 9th, 10th, you want to be charging up your crystals, energizing them up, you know, put them in a plant pot. If you haven't got a garden, bury them, you know, for about 3 days. On the third day, uproot them, wash them off, put them in a glass, salt water. When I say salt water, I'm talking real salt. Not some of that crap that you guys got in your house that you're calling salt, but it's not. It's sodium whatever. Made in a factory. We're talking real sea salt. Get yourself some Himalayan salt or some black African or Ethiopian salt or salt from the Black Sea, you know, that salt. Yes, please. And put a little bit inside and charge up your crystals. Have your crystals, man. People are playing around with these crystals. I think what it is people just think it's like nonsense, hocus pocus, or they can't fathom. A crystal is something, it's equivalent to a diamond, right? And just as worthy as a diamond, although you don't pay, thank God. The moment the industry cracks onto that, well, crystals will now become. But it's thousands and thousands of years of concentrated energy, man. Don't take it lightly. Yes. It is what it is. Rasha's saying, VPN, when you land. No. I'll be landing. It'll be way after that time. I ain't going to even be landing even on that day. So yeah, no, it's gonna be it's gonna be before I go, but I may be able to sneak in now actually, before I go to the airport. I'll see. I don't know. I'm just trying to think. What time do I have to be at the airport? I don't know. Silly if you want. I might jump on for half an hour. Let's see. I might risk it. Shout out to Sister Aura. How you do? Jack. Somebody suggested I should come on earlier. Interesting. Yeah. I'll have a think about it. Let me see what's happened. That. Jacqueline Witter saying Venus is my chart ruler. Oh God. Well, you're gonna have a ball when Venus goes retrograde next month. Yeah, it's gonna be a big one. I can bet it like clockwork. You know, astrologers know, don't they? You know, tarot card readers, you know. Well, for tarot card readers, you know a little bit about astrology. I mean, these things tend to pull in lots of relationship questions and looking into anyway, or relationship analysis. But when Venus is about to go retrograde, or when Venus goes retrograde, it's friggin' mayhem. It's one after another of people either splitting up, on the verge of splitting up, on the verge of getting back together, or reuniting. It's one or the other. It just throws so much, you know. I'll talk more about that closer to next month, the whole thing about the Venus retrograde. May do end up show talking the whole show all about Venus retrograde. It's a big one. And it's for these cardinal people. Aries, Cancer, Virgo. Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. The cardinal signs. It's you guys it's going to be affecting the most. So hang on tight, baby. Hey, about to get bumpy. Let's see. Yeah, so 12th of February, we've got a full moon in Leo. So make sure you energize. Of course, after we have the full moon, what happens after that? It's release time, right? The full moon represents a culmination, something coming to fruition, something peaking, something manifesting. And after that, it's like, whoa, emptying out. It's the waning of the moon. It's the emptying out. It's the release. It's the letting go. You know, so the full moon kind of represents a time of culmination, so where something culminates. And then the moment something hits the peak, it starts to, you know, so that's going to be what the full moon about. So that's going to be on the 12th of February. We're going to be having the full moon. What else is going to be happening in and around that time? Keeping a close eye out. Like I said, on the 14th, Mercury moves into Pisces. Welcome to the wonderful world. And then what starts to happen? Anything else? 16th, 17th, nothing really. Well, that's interesting. On the 18th of February, we're going to have a Venus-Mercury. We're going to be having a Venus-Mercury sextile. No, not sextile. What am I looking at here? Am I losing it? Yeah, I think I am. No, not a sextile. It's a semi-sextile. No, okay, that don't count. I won't put that in there. On the 18th of February, the sun is going to move into Pisces. The sun is going to move into the sign of Pisces on the 18th of February. Looks like it's a bit earlier this year, actually. So we're going to be welcoming the Pisces month. Okay, coolio. What else do we have? We're going to have these bunch of planets in Pisces, Sun, Mercury, Saturn, and of course, Neptune is there. So we're going to have a bit of a Pisces moment, especially in February, which is going to be gearing us up for, because all those planets, well, not all of those planets, but the Sun, the Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Neptune are all moving into in March, right? They're all moving into Aries. And that's also the place where they're going to get retrograde also as well. Michelle's letting me know Mars station is at 17 degrees Cancer in 3 weeks plus. Yep, that is correct. Well, we'll be seeing it shortly, won't we? Because somebody's already asking when is Mars going direct. So we shall see in a momento. But the Sun moves into Pisces on the 18th of February. What else are we having here? On the... Wow, he's really racing, isn't he? Okay, on the 20th of February, well, don't worry, I would have done a podcast on the 19th of February. On the 19th of February, I'll be doing a podcast broadcasting from Dubai. 4 hours ahead, man. What the heck? You might miss another podcast. we're going to try and clear my schedule. But anyway, but on the 20th of February, we've got Mercury squaring Jupiter. Now, both of them are in mutual reception. It's going to be very interesting to see how, what's coming out in the news, what's the information. This is information overload. This is miscommunication. This is misinterpretation. This is deceit, lies, everything. So be careful around the 20th of February, people. Be mindful with your phones. It's not like a Mercury retrograde, but it's an overflow of something. It's disruptive. Let's put it that way. It's here, there, and everywhere. It's conflicting information. It's misinterpretation. It's misunderstanding, miscommunication. It's a big one. So watch out around February. Watch around anything to do with traveling. And when I say travel, I'm not just talking long distance. Not everybody's traveling long distance. It can be traveling in terms of like your car, just going from one area to another. Just be mindful, right? Because it says one thing and you might find something else is coming out. Lots of different aspects. People talking about the same thing, but from different perspectives. So this is going to be interesting on the 20th of February when we have the Mercury-Jupiter square. What else is going to be happening? So that's on the 20th. Anything else? Starting from the 22nd, we're starting to see Mercury move closer to Saturn. God damn it. I'm traveling around that time. Oh, God. They better not delay my flight. Those are the kind of things that you can find. Mercury, Saturn, flights being delayed, you know, that kind of thing. It should be all right. But we're getting the closer aspect of Mercury, Saturn. Now, on the 23rd of February, we are starting to see Mr. Mars here. Mars, you see the S? Means stationary. Starts to go stationary, right? Mars. So for all you Scorpios and Scorpio rising and Aries rising, you're about to start moving forward. Yippee. And for those of you who are Pisces rising, your money is about to improve. And also Libra rising. Yeah. So Mars starts to go direct or stations to go direct on the 23rd. On the 24th, on the 23rd, he goes stationary. just standing still. 24th is going stationary to go direct on the 24th. So by the 25th of February, Mars will be out of retrograde and starting to move direct. So, however, what I do like before he goes direct is that on the 23rd, yeah, 23rd, we might as well say, on the 23rd of February, Mercury trines Mars. So there seems to be a lot of energy there. There seems to be, you know, especially in terms of communication, there seems to be a lot of energy. There seems to be, that can be good for travel. That can favor things like travel. That can favor things like trade. Can really put a bit of a rocket upside Mercury's backside. Quick thinking, you know, everything's quick. So it's a bit of a quick energy around that time, even though Mercury's coming through that conjunction with Saturn. But before he hits the conjunction with Saturn, he's going to try and Mars. So, right, good for any kind of intellectual pursuits. So do watch out for that. What else are we having? Well, this is an interesting one. On the 23rd, 24th, oh, Venus is really slowing down, isn't she? Oh, she doesn't actually even get there. Oh, wow. Well, I'll be damned. Well, do you know what? You see, what? So what's the closest that she gets to it? So from about the 22nd of February, Venus starts to make a sextile to Jupiter. Now that's good for like having a good time, partying, really, but she doesn't actually make it. Venus is really slowing down. People, really stay alert for your relationship life by the end of this month. Yeah. Venus is really, yeah, she's slowing down. So, yeah. She's really slowing down. She's barely even moving. Barely moving a degree. Yeah. Yeah, Venus starts, she starts station to go retrograde literally on the 1st of March. So, yeah, for technically speaking, for the last week of February, because February only goes up to 28, right? So last week of February, we might as well say the last 2 weeks, which is really from next week, Venus is really slowing down. Well, technically she's slowing down right now. So yeah, that's a difficult one. Watch it. Keep your eye on our relationships. So she doesn't actually make that sextile. Could have got some help. It's almost like something's been given to us and then, whoop, taking it back. Yeah, that's how that works. What else are we having? And then we've got the new moon. I think I'll leave it on there. Our next new moon, which is going to be on the 28th of February, on the last day of February, we're going to be having a new moon in the sign of Pisces. Is it actually, hold on a minute, what time is that, 12? Just double check that new moon is actually in. No, I make a mistake, senor. Did I not? Oh no, hold on. No, yeah, it looks like it's the 28th. Yeah, it looks like it's the 28th. Very, very early hours. UK time of the 28th is where we're having the new moon in Pisces. But okay, cool, that's fine. Yeah, and I think I'll leave it on that note. New moon in Pisces on the 28th of Feb, new beginnings. So for you there, Jacqueline Winter, Mars goes direct 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. Yeah. Enjoy. Let's just say 25th of February is completely going direct. So, yeah, watch out for that. 17 degrees of Cancer. Interesting. I think that's quite interesting because, you know, US is a Cancer country. It's Cancer, 4th of July. So it's going to be quite interesting how the Mars impacts. Yeah, so we're probably going to be seeing quite a bit of, you know what, for Mr. Donald Trump. More wars. Raise the tariffs. This is the greatest country in the world. But yeah, okay. Yeah, I think that's it. That is it. Jacqueline, thank you, Israel. We will see how it all pans out. Yeah, certainly. Certainly. She did too much shopping. She did too much shopping. Who did too much shopping? She has to rest. Ah, you're talking Venus. Venus did too much shopping and she has to rest. Mason, be very careful there. Yeah, Venus is the one for shopping. But actually, when she moves into Aries, that's where she might do a lot more. She may do a lot more because it's in Aries, and Aries has a bit more, a lot more impatience and impulsive and action-orientated behavior. So, I don't know. In Aries, ain't going to be too great. But we shall discuss that more closer to the time. We'll have to do something big on the Venus retrograde. We always do something big. As I did, not last year, but the year before, yeah, when she was retrograde. So it's always a big one. So, yeah, that is the chart for today. Let's get back to business. Back again. What am I talking about? What is happening? A few things. I wanted to make an announcement. Competition time first. Let's go to competition time. Let me pull up the non-winners who didn't win 30 pounds, which was up for grabs. That was supposed to buy you a bottle of wine. It is what it is. Let's have a go here. Only two people participated. I guess you didn't know the answer, right? Something tells me, shall I leave it on the board? No. I'm not going to leave it on the board. Okay. I asked last week, what planet rules camels? Faye Nicholas is saying she will be fighting being in Aries. Yeah. Like I said, you ladies may be fighting. You ladies may be empowered, getting your power back. Yeah. But that comes at a cost. Remember that. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying it comes at a cost. Everything does. Especially with Venus there. Yvette saying, totally forgot to do the competition. Shout outs to Shade, the goddess. Welcome to the Lunar Line Show. So I asked last week, which planet rules camels? There's only two people who participated, and it was Christian and Raija. Is it Raija? Yeah, Raija. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Please forgive me if I'm not. Raija and Christian. So, and they both said the same answer. I was trying to figure out why would they say that. They said Saturn. Maybe because of the enduring aspect of a camel, carrying heavy load. Probably that. But what are camels known for? For traveling. Camels are ruled by Mercury. Boom, boom, boom. So we have no winner. That is the answer. Faye saying, be careful of arguments with partners. Yes, most definitely. Venus is feisty in Aries, you know. Yeah, you know any women with Venus in Aries? Real feisty. I know a few. They've just got, yeah, they're just feisty. Nice, but feisty. I like a feisty woman now and again, with a bit of boundaries. I mean, you know, it's nice to see, but not to the point where she's like, you know, sometimes like some women can like, okay, that's too much now. It's like, there's nothing about that's a turn on. But I like a woman with a bit of feistiness, like, you know. But Venus is quite feisty. She likes a fight. She likes a bit competitive. But that can be also adventurous also as well, you know. Venus moving into a fire sign can stimulate Venus and make Venus operate in a way which is far more dynamic, far more explorative and adventurous, passionate. Yeah, that's the kind of Venus. So, yeah, it's cool. Back to competition time. as I said, we should have had the competition time banner going there across the bottom. Now it is. And let me put also the email for the coming up question. So, camels are ruled by the planet Mercury. So, no winner this week, but I'm going to pose another question. Now, the rules are, if you're listening for the first time, and for those of you who listen to the recording, I pose a question. The first person who answers me next week, midnight, UK time, midnight, Wednesday, UK time. So adjust the clocks if you're outside of the UK. First person who inboxes me the answer is gets £30, basically. And you get it sent to you. So, shall I ask a difficult question, or shall I ask something a bit more simple? Okay. Oh, this is a good one. What planet? Nah, that one's too easy. I want you to work for this one. Okay, this is going to be a good one. All right. What planet rules hippos? As in a hippopotamus? What planet rules hippos? Hippopotamus. What planet rules hippos? Okay, first person who inboxes me next week Wednesday at the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. For those of you watching my screen, you can see it there at the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. First person who inboxes me next week Wednesday, midnight, UK time. So please adjust your clocks. You'll win £30. What planet rules hippopotamus? What hippopotamus? If it's dual, is it hippopotamuses? What planet rules hippopotamus? A group of hippopotamus or a hippopotamus? Let's just say hippo. What planet rules it? First person who inboxes me next week Wednesday will get it. Shout out to Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. She's saying, hey, everyone, send good vibes to my partner. He's interviewing in a few minutes for a much better job and wants more pay. Yes, we're sending lots of energy to your partner. Matter of fact, I'll even get my wand, my crystal wand, and I'm sending him positive energy live from the Lunar Lounge Podcast. May he receive this job with more money. Direct gets it. Consider it done. Tell us the news next week. If I'm on next week, if not the week after. Anywho, yes, good luck with that one. What else are we on to now? We're on to the tarot card of the week, are we not? Yeah, it's that time of the week. However, just before I do that, I want to make some very quick announcements. Now, people, astrology course, it's on. You need to sign up. Well, I told you the prices were going up, and they've gone up now. I'm getting people going, I'm like, no, it's gone. That's it. No, that is it. Is it? You're paying full price. You're still getting much for your money anyway. So yeah, astrology from beginners to advanced. Learn how to read your birth charts, learn how to predict what's coming up. Yeah, you have lifetime access. Once you sign up, you have a lifetime access to all of my courses, any of my courses, which I do, you have lifetime access. Tarot, palmistry, numerology, astrology, any single one of them. Although astrology is much more. Now, numerology, that's been pushed back so many. Well, it's giving you guys a chance, isn't it? So, it keeps getting pushed. The next time, the numerology class should be starting on the 22nd of this month. All about numbers, power of numbers, how numbers control and dictate your life. Powerful stuff. So get on board. What else is happening? Palmistry, we're in session with the palmistry already. There may be another one coming. Tarot classes are meant to be coming. They're the ones that are meant to be starting. I should be starting them on the 15th. So do watch out for that. There will be, I've done beginners. I'm going to be doing another beginners. And for those of you who did the beginners, we're moving on to the intermediate. So hopefully not this weekend, but the following weekend, even though I'm going to be out of town, I'm going to be tired. But anyway, I got you. So hit me up. You can always email me, sacredplanets@gmail.com. And I'll have all the info there for you. Anywho, what wand is that, Big Sun? Oh, let me see it. What wand are you talking about? Are you talking about my crystal? I just refer to it as a wand. It's got a wand like, move it. Getting my camera thing there. It's got a wand like, shape kind of, well, the edge of it is, but yeah, I just call it my wand. I use it as a wand, actually, to be quite honest, when I'm doing certain works. So yeah, it's got that pointed, directed energy, so it's like very, very powerful. So that was the wand. Never used it to do a ritual live on the YouTube channel though. On the Lunar Lounge podcast. See, Tiffany? See how you get looked after? Don't say you don't get looked after. I'll put it right there, right next to my Amillary sphere. Okay, what else is there? Yeah, that's it. You've heard all the announcements. Hear me ranting, trying to sell myself. People say, oh, you don't sell yourself enough. You don't advertise yourself enough. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm going to start to. I wasn't born a Leo, you know. I wasn't born with Leo on my ascendant or something. You know, a few more hours, you know. If mom could have waited another two and a half hours, could have had a Leo ascendant. Check that out. Anywho, everything happens for a reason, right? Listen, tarot card of the week. Let's get with it. Because I got places to go and people to see. Okay, so just shuffling the cards here. Let's see what the tarot card of the week is going to be. Give one more shuffle. And let's have a look. What have we got? Let's go in deep today. What have we got? Ooh, we got the Seven of Swords. Time to be careful, man. Seven of Swords. So what is the meaning? What is the message for this week? It's about being in stealth mode. Silent. Using brain, but not brawl, right? Being discreet. Watch out for theft. Watch out for your personal belongings. Now, not only just personal belongings, ideas, thoughts. They can also be stolen also as well. We hear about that all the time, don't we? Do watch out for these things. Seven of Swords is what it's all about. So mindful. This card is indicating that we have to be a bit more discreet. We have to be a bit more tactful in our approach in terms of what we're trying to accomplish, what we're trying to get, how we're trying to get it. Being more tactful, being more moving again in stealth mode, removing ourselves from any kind of imbalances. You know, seven's an imbalanced number. It's the Seven of Swords. So it's indicating that we're needing to take another route. Yeah. Seven of Swords. I keep wanting to say Seven of Pentacles for some reason. Maybe Seven of Pentacles is on my mind. But no, Seven of Swords is what it's all about. It's all about being cautious, watching your step, right? Thinking, using the intellect. Don't let your emotions get the better of you. Be tactful, be smart. 007 stuff, yeah? Hence why you watch out for theft. I never forget when that card came out. What was it? Last year at some point. And then I said, oh, what was the tarot card of the week? And she goes, I just got my phone stolen. I thought, oh, here we go. Not listening to the podcast, are ya? Anywho, listen, people, I've come to the end of the show. I've got people to see and places to be. Tiffany's saying, are you still doing readings? I certainly am. I am heavily booked, but I am still doing them. I don't know how I'm gonna tell people that when I stop. I remember when I first got my certificate. Was it the certificate or the diploma? But when I first got my diploma in astrology, and I was over the moon and I was so happy, and I remember this. My astrologer, Liz Green. This is, by the way. Yeah, I know. I was taught by the, yes, esteemed Liz Green. Google it. And I remember talking to her. She says, about the, I said, do you still do readings? Can I come to you for a reading? She went, no. Stop that ages ago. It's like, what? Why would you stop astrology readings? And she goes, yeah, don't worry. You'll soon find out. And I thought, really? I love giving astrology readings. I love astrology. Yeah, it's coming home, Liz. Thanks a lot. It's hitting home. That thought is just like, listen, you need to start finding something else to do. It's where I prefer the teaching. And what people don't actually realize is actually in the course, you kind of get readings there. See, so if it, but they, you see, they're just thinking, oh, you just think, no, because we go through your charts and we, you know, do analytics, you know, you may not be in, but you get doses. You actually get far more out of it than you do the readings. So it's quite interesting. It is what it is. What's that I was going to say? Yeah, I'm done. I'm done, man. I need some magic mind. I need to take my dose of magic mind. That will liven me up. Trust me. That will get me going. Tiffany's saying, may I book my birthday is Sunday. Usually get another astrologer to do year ahead. I see people booking, you know, like live on the show. You see what I've got to put up with? You know, people are booking me. Hit me up, man. Surely you have my number. Or slip into my DMs, as they say, on Insta. On any platform. I'm not that easy to get hard of. It's difficult for me to respond. It may take some time. I ain't gonna, even with WhatsApp, to be quite honest, it's still... hit me up. Send me a WhatsApp. I'll even put it even in the chat. So you can there you go. But I may not reply or respond immediately. Don't, you know, but we'll see. We'll see. It is what it is. People, I am done. I've said this for about, the 10th time? And why is my face just shining? Like I've, I don't know if people, when I was young, mum used to just, in the winter, of course, you know, just like cover me with Vaseline. Yeah. All coming out of the house shiny. But it is what it is. People, I am out. I want to say thank you for your participation, for all of you on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, live. Really, really appreciate it. I will try my best. To be there next week. Maybe for about half an hour, I might do. If not... it's more than likely I won't be, knowing that I'm traveling. I'm going to be rushing around, you know, doing last minute stuff. You know how it is. But I'll try my best. I'll see what I can do. But if not, it'll be the week after. I'll be, you know, broadcasting the show live from Dubai. Could you believe? Live from Dubai. So thank you very much. Thank you, Yvette. Thank you, Faye. Thank you, Tiffany, Angela, Mason, Rasha. The list goes on. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I will be with you. Well, I don't know. We don't know if it's next week, do we? People, you've been listening to The Lunar Lounge. My name is Israella Josie. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Have a great week. And I am out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.